This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
We are in the middle of a pretty unbelievable time in American politics. There is a lot to take in and a lot to talk about at work, with political discussion, debate, and distraction spilling over into office meetings, conversations, and emails. KQED's Sam Harnett reports on new research into just how much politics is intruding on our jobs.
Chris Duggan says he's never seen his employees so preoccupied with the news. And he'd know. He's the CEO of BetterWorks, which develops software to manage employee performance.
This is like a whole new world of distraction.
Why? The election of President Trump and subsequent events. Duggan says instead of recharging on the weekends like good worker bees, employees are reading news or perhaps protesting. At work, they are posting on social media and debating with colleagues. To quantify all this distraction, Duggan commissioned Wakefield Research to do a national survey.
The results were shocking. We found that 87% of employees are reading political social media posts during the workday.
The survey of people from across the political spectrum has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.5%. It found that workers are spending an average of 2 hours a day reading or talking about politics on the job. Nathan Richter conducted the survey. He says what's most surprising is the change in corporate culture. People are now talking politics at work, and not just with colleagues.
Nearly a third have talked to a client or a customer about that. More than a third have talked to a boss or a manager about that. That's insanity.
For some employees, all the politics is more than just a distraction. Take Amanda Delzell, an employee at BetterWorks. She's been sucked into toxic arguments on social media. And that's bringing back anxiety she'd conquered years ago in therapy.
I was experiencing anxiety attack symptoms again.
Delzell's coworker, Christine Nguyen Vaith, sacrifices sleep to read the news.
I'll typically be awake at 3 or 4 in the morning catching up on these articles.
She says it's our responsibility as citizens to be informed. Now, as a boss, you can't stop people from feeling that way, says Andy Rubin. He's CEO of Yertl, another Bay Area tech company.
Clamping down and trying to deny people the way that they're feeling outside of work would be counterproductive to what my goals are, right, which is a productive workplace.
Rubin says workers need to have some space on the job to talk about what's on their minds. And right now, he says, there is a lot on their minds. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.